What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Getting into the week here, getting close. Well, we're basically at the middle of the month here, and how time flies when you're watching your nation self-destruct. Anyway, another very busy news day. A lot of stuff is going on, and we're going to try and get as much of this news done as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And so we're basically, Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and we're going to get right on into it here. Now, we mentioned this yesterday, but we're going to mention it again because it's sort of a preface to some of the things we're going to be talking about later in the show. The Department of Justice is refusing to release the affidavit on which the warrant to search Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence was based. They showed this judge, the guy who's buddy-buddy with Epstein and hates Donald Trump, posted anti-Trump stuff on social media. The judge looked at the affidavit, which made some kind of an accusation, and said, here's your warrant. And so everybody's saying, what was in the affidavit? What was the probable cause as required by the Fourth Amendment? And the Department of Justice is saying, we don't have to tell you. We're not going to share that at all. Okay, because it would harm an ongoing criminal probe. Now, if you are as old as I am, and if you are, you have my deepest sympathies, you will remember back following the John F. Kennedy assassination when a lot of people were asking questions about the official story, and they were asking to see certain evidence. We are always getting, no, it's going to harm the ongoing investigation, And we've had that intermittently ever since, including Vince Foster. It happened on the Vince Foster case here. So basically, there is some kind of a cover-up going on. The implication is that it was just a fishing expedition, last-ditch, panic-driven Hail Mary pass to find some way to link Donald Trump to the January 6th protest in order to accuse him of insurrection and block him from running in 2024 under the 14th Amendment. Okay, and the reason they're withholding the affidavit is there's nothing in there. There's nothing about nuclear secrets. There's nothing about classified documents. It was just a fishing expedition, and this judge who hated Trump went along with it. Okay, now remember, only last week, the Department of Justice had made a promise of transparency, by Merrick Garland before Congress. And already 1 week later, and he's broken that particular promise. So they might as well erect a sign, a neon sign over the Department of Justice that flashes out, we are hiding something. Cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up. Needless to say, Donald Trump is demanding the release of the completely unredacted affidavit, because they could release the affidavit, and it's 5 pages of black marker. And Trump is demanding the release of the completely unredacted affidavit that the judge used to justify the issuing of a warrant. And apparently, an email has surfaced confirming that FBI agents did seize 3 of Donald Trump's passports. Okay, now CBS had come on out and said that that was false news. They didn't touch his passports. Wrong again, CBS. Email has surfaced saying that did happen. Of course, they didn't seize Donald Trump's staff, his airplanes, or his airports, so I don't know how effective that was. But they did. And these gun-toting FBI agents, they grabbed a lot of stuff that really was not... Well, we don't know what was in the affidavit, and that's probably another reason they're hiding it. We don't know what the FBI took that was relevant to the accusation made inside that affidavit. I mean, sir, there's got to be something really juicy in that affidavit to justify the FBI agents going through Melania Trump's underwear drawer. What did they think they were going to find in there besides Victoria's Secrets or La Perla, I think, is the high-priced one here. Anyway, Donald Trump said that the FBI raid on his home was politically motivated. Gee, you think? And, you know, he says the Democrats have been known for using the Department of Justice to sling mud at Republicans. Yes, they've been doing that. Democrats have been using the Department of Justice to cover up their crimes. Again, going back to Vincent Foster. And so it's just another form of election cheating. Biden still imagines, hallucinates, if you will, that he's going to run in 2024. He does not want to run against Donald Trump. So he's going to find a way to get Donald Trump out of the race, sabotage the campaign, legally block him, have him shot, something like that. You know, kind of a, you know, what Richard Nixon did to guarantee that he would run against George McGovern in his second term, if you remember that whole Watergate scandal. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson is understandably upset about what the FBI has been up to. So am I. You know, our dislike of each other goes back a very, very long way. And Carlson basically raked them over the coals over the raid on Donald Trump's home. And, you know, Tucker Carlson was talking about this claim that nuclear secrets were involved. And if the Biden administration really believed that, if they really thought Donald Trump had documents that presented an immediate danger to national security, why did they wait 18 months to do anything about it? And if they thought Donald Trump had the nuclear codes, just change the codes. What do you think? And by the way, just so that you know, when we change presidents, those nuclear codes are all changed automatically, just in case somebody looking over the president's shoulder knows which line on that plastic card is the authorization code. So that's an automatic thing. That was completely pointless. Now, Donald Trump came on out with a fundraising ad saying, donate $100 and I'll give you the nuclear codes. And was immediately criticized by Democrats saying, how could you do that? I thought it was funny as all heck. You know, I'm even going to donate. I want a nuclear code, you know, and five, I think. It's amazing here. Roger Stone has come out with a video. It's on Your Destination Now. It's getting moved around a lot because apparently YouTube was trying to shut it down. But Roger Stone's basically went ballistic on the Mar-a-Lago raid and the FBI seizing his pardon documents. Okay, I mean, why would the FBI want that? What does the January 6th committee think they're going to prove by, you know, Trump pardoning Roger Stone? Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is. So Republicans in the House of Representatives have issued a preservation order to the Department of Justice and the FBI related to the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. They're saying there's going to be an investigation and you must preserve all documents. Now, good luck with that one. You know, boy, we thought we'd preserve them right here in this closet, but by golly, as you can see, it's empty. I mean, remember when the National Archives actually lost John F. Kennedy's brain after the autopsy had been set in formalin and was stored at the National Archives, and then later on, following the House Select Committee on Assassinations conclusion that there had been multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza, they went up to the National Archives and said, we want to examine Kennedy's brain. Golly, was here just a minute ago. No idea where that went. And such is our government here. Anyway, let's see. This is kind of interesting. This is from the Political Insider. The corporate media is now confirming that unelected bureaucrats in the intelligence community, they like to call it community, so it sounds like it's this really friendly, warm, and fuzzy place. It isn't. It's like torture dungeons and drugging people and, you know, honey traps and the rest of it. It's not James Bond. You know, it's ugly stuff over there. Anyway, intelligence community did withhold information from Donald Trump. And that means that information was not going to be found at Mar-a-Lago. And again, Donald Trump, as president, had the authority to declassify all of that information and did so. All the president has to say is, this is now declassified. That's it. Okay. Now, the Department of Justice is admitting that they over-collected evidence in the Trump raid. In other words, they took stuff that they know is not relevant to the affidavit and the search warrant, such as going through Melania Trump's underwear drawer, which, I don't know, maybe Chris Ray's running out of undies or something. I don't know. But, you know, in the proud tradition of J. Edgar Hoover. So they know that they took stuff they weren't supposed to. And this, of course, has put renewed legal scrutiny on the actions of the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Incompetence there. Okay. Now, over at CNN, they've got an analyst, Asha Rangappa, who is former FBI, imagine my shock, and he works for CNN as an analyst, and apparently came on out saying that this pilot who was using the phrase, let's go Brandon, on his in-flight speaker to the passengers, for which he was fired, unfortunately. But he came on out and said, you know, our flight's going to be this, blah, 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 blah. Let's go, Brandon. And everybody laughed, of course. And this CNN analyst said, well, that's equivalent to saying that you pledge allegiance to ISIS. No, it isn't. You know, it is simply a polite version of F.U. Biden. So you tell us which one you want us to use. That's the one we'll use. We'll go on using Let's Go Brandon, because that was recommended by the corporate media. And if you don't like that, if you think it's equivalent to pledging allegiance to ISIS, we'll go back to saying F you Biden. Personally, I'm in favor of the latter option there. But you let us know what you want, you know, what you're most comfortable with. Okay, over at PolitiFact, they went on out to try and do a fact check, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, about Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, who basically broke the story that the Internal Revenue Service has been stockpiling guns and ammunition. And basically, he said, call me old-fashioned, but I thought the heaviest artillery an IRS agent would need would be a calculator. I imagine the IRS in green eye shades and cubicles, not busting doors down and emptying Glock clips on our fellow Americans. And so PolitiFact went on out there and said, oh, no, the IRS is not gathering guns and ammo. They're really swell people. And, of course, they were immediately shot down and criticized. I don't know if you caught it. The other day on whatreallyhappened.com, we had a photo posted of IRS agents, and according to the caption, they're training with handguns. No, look closely. Those are assault weapons that the IRS is training with. And I guess, you know, the IRS are people who with no sympathy to the American public whatsoever. And they may be being militarized and armed because unlike the Army, Navy, and Air Force, okay, the IRS is not subject to posse comitatus. There is no limitation on them carrying out military operations on soil of the United States of America. That's why they're practicing on shooting people from long distances at their new sniper school. And the Internal Revenue Service is still getting a lot of flack about that online job posting, talking about the willingness to use deadly force against Americans who make a slight goof on their 1040 form. Okay, your addition is wrong. Bang! Now, this being a hot topic, something that you need to be aware of, there is a new story coming on out that there is an IRS impersonation scam. And we've seen them before, and that's where somebody calls you up claiming to be from the Internal Revenue Service. You owe so much money, and they ask you to make a payment over a credit card or iTunes cards or something else like that. The IRS does not contact taxpayers by phone. specifically for this scam reason. The IRS communicates with taxpayers solely through the U.S. Postal Service. No phone calls, no emails, no text messages. Okay, that's how you protect yourself from the scam there. And the scammers are obviously counting on the fact that the IRS is a terrorist organization and we, the American people, are all terrorized by them. Now, over at Gateway Pundit, they have filed a legal motion trying to get the Jeffrey Epstein client list. I mean, we're in this very weird situation where Ghislaine Maxwell has gone to prison for trafficking underage girls to absolutely nobody. And people want, they want to know who the customers were. We know the names of people who went down to the island or down to the house in Miami or to the mansion in New York. But we'd like to see the full client list because everybody on that list, in addition to being a bit of a sicko, is now wide open for blackmail by corporate leaders and foreign politicians. And that's why, in the interest of national security, these names need to be exposed. Well, so Gateway Pundit is in court there, and apparently there has been a brief filed by somebody calling themselves John Doe, and this is an objection to unsealing the sex client list. Okay, and the court apparently sided with John Doe over the interests of the press and public and national security to know what happened in one of the most remarkable scandals in U.S. history. And so basically, you know, the public's right to know, the court, you know, somebody named John Doe, gee, you think it's a fake name, came on in and said, please don't release the client list. And the judge said, oh, yeah, really, it would not be appropriate to release the client list. Well, I don't know. Maybe the judge is on the client list. Maybe whoever's calling themselves John Doe is on the client list. Maybe the entire judicial political structure of the U.S. government is on that list, and that's why they don't want it to come on out. They do seem to be protecting the guilty on this one, don't they? Just something to think about here. All right. Out in Los Angeles, there was an effort to recall the woke, pro-crime district attorney, Gascon. And this is George Gascon. And he narrowly defeated the recall effort. And it's a little bit funny because the election officials simply discarded 27% of the recall signatures, saying they had to be fake. Now, this was the same Los Angeles County that back in 2020 claimed that there was less than a 1% error rate in the mail-in ballots. And by the way, observers were not allowed to watch the actual count of ballots. Can you say election fraud? I knew you could. And yes, they're going to do it for the midterms. We are going to do it for the midterms. If we don't have honest elections, well, it's time to move from the ballot box to the cartridge box, as so many wise people have said. All right, more information coming on out about January 6th. At least 20 undercover FBI and ATF agents were embedded in the crowd, the protesters at January 6th, along with several undercover Capitol Police agents. So we're starting a betting pool, which undercover operatives was Ray Epps connected to? Was he FBI? Was he ATF? Was he Capitol Police? Okay, and so the betting is now wide open as to which one of them he belonged to, because clearly he belonged to one of them. Even the crowd at the time thought so when he started saying, we must go in the Capitol building. They're all shouting, Fed, 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 Fed. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
drastic measures are needed. The current national debt is almost $31 trillion. Let's give that some perspective. If our government suddenly managed to pass the balanced budget and paid $1 billion a year on the national debt, it would take over 30,000 years to pay off the debt. The federal government revenue is almost $4.5 trillion. $2.5 trillion, or 55%, goes to Medicare and Social Security, leaving $2 trillion for everything else. Except reality is that we add $1.5 trillion to the debt every year. You don't need to be an economic genius to figure out that spending like this cannot last forever. These little deficit reductions just aren't sufficient. Massive financial accountability is needed. Literally trillions of dollars need to be cut from the federal budget. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and a footnote to, politics out in California. Yes, Gavin Newsom is, in fact, Nancy Pelosi's nephew. So, I mean, it's all in the family there. And let's see, as a matter of fact, it gets even worse than that. Page up to this thing. Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Adam Schiff's sister is married to one of George Soros' sons. And John Kerry's daughter is married to a mullah's son in Iran. And Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, is married to George Soros' nephew. So it's all in the family, and that makes it all hunky-dory here. Now, George Floyd is kind of sort of back in the news here. Two of the former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's killing have rejected a plea deal that was offered to them where they would plead guilty to doing bad things to George Floyd, thereby triggering more riots, and they would have gotten just 3 years in prison. And the police officers said that, we're not going to lie, and say that we did something we did not do. So there will be an actual trial in October, followed by more rioting in November. Okay, let's talk about COVID and other medical situations. I think we mentioned yesterday the CEO of Pfizer is positive for COVID, and Albert Bourla issued a statement saying that he was thankful to have received four doses of the vaccine. So I don't know who called in yesterday and said that no, he had announced publicly on TV that he didn't take the vaccine, because that wouldn't make any sense anyway. That's a sales crusher right there. And unfortunately, First Lady Jill Biden has also tested positive for COVID-19. She, too, is experiencing mild symptoms. She is double vaccinated, double boosted. She's taking Paxlovid and so forth and so on. And, hope she gets well soon. It's no fun being sick. Meanwhile, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who is quadruple vaxxed, has caught COVID for the second time. Boy, there is a quality product there from the American pharmaceutical industry here. And there was a very sad story that came out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, there are a bunch of nurses. In fact, there's a lot of people throughout the medical community have just hit their breaking point. They're turning into whistleblowers. They're going public. They don't care if they lose their jobs. It has gotten that bad. And so a bunch of nurses are coming on out, basically talking about how badly COVID-19 patients are being treated. Now, there's an organization called the North Carolina Physicians for Freedom. These are people who left the Orthodox hospital system to start a private practice for treatment. And one of the nurse practitioners there is Stacy Kay. And she's out there saying, you know, that the current hospital COVID-19 protocols recommended by the CDC are actually killing patients. And she says they're horrific. They're all in lockstep. They will not consider protocols outside of what is being dictated to them by the CDC. And nobody is even asking why. Well, let's face it, patients who come down with COVID-19 who've been vaccinated, they're an embarrassment, aren't they? You know, and you have all these people walking around saying, I got the vaccine and I still got COVID. You don't want to have that. It's going to hurt the sales. Okay. And it's created a crisis. I mean, we're looking, as far as I can tell, we're in the middle of the biggest medical disaster since thalidomide. And we have been in the situation of being coerced and threatened to take a medical treatment that was experimental. We now know that the experimental treatment wasn't really all that effective in preventing the disease. We know that experimental treatment caused a lot of harm. Okay, and so over at henrymackow.com, Mike Stone is out there asking, can doctors ever be trusted again? And, you know, when we're growing up, we get brainwashed by movies and TV shows about how doctors are perfect and you should always trust them. I never really trusted doctors. I always double check when they say you should take this medicine. I go online and I look for adverse effects. But, you know, this guy is out there saying, short of a gunshot wound or a broken bone, I will never, ever go to a doctor or a hospital again. And I sympathize with that point of view. Unfortunately, when you get to be my age, things do happen where there's no choice. You have to surrender yourself to the medical community, as it were. All right, story out of Natural News. We link to What Really Happened. The top 8 causes of cancer you most likely don't know about yet. Number 1 is the COVID-19 spike protein, and that goes on down the list. My personal theory is that white laboratory coats cause cancer. All these people around you, white laboratory coats. Oh, you got cancer. We go. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the international news now. And last week we were talking about how Ukraine was getting ready to mount a counteroffensive and they were going to give those Russians what for. And it turned out to be a total bust. And Russia is gaining more ground. This is not going well at all for Zelensky and, by association, Joe Biden. And, it really did not work out at all well. And I guess Zelensky is getting desperate to try and get the rest of the world into Ukraine to rescue his rear end here because Ukrainian artillery is now targeting the nuclear waste storage area inside the Zaporizhzhia nuclear reactor complex. This is that reactor everybody's worried about. If it was destroyed, there'd be another Chernobyl, radiation all over Russia, radiation all over Europe. And now Ukraine is literally firing artillery rockets at the nuclear waste storage site, and they even fired a couple of rockets at the cooling system for the power plant. So Zelensky is trying to unleash a new Chernobyl all over Russia and Europe, and I guess they're making phone calls saying, you come in here and help me beat Russia, or I'm going to blow up that new nuclear factory. I mean, that's how crazy this is getting. Right. Now, yesterday there was a report of an arms depot down in Crimea that had blown up. And earlier today, Russia's defense ministry agreed, it confirmed that it was a Ukrainian sabotage operation in Crimea. And the war is now down in Crimea as well here. Meanwhile, France has supplied Ukraine with a banned form of landmine, and Ukraine is already using them. And they've mined the approaches to their positions in the area of Optin, northwest of Donetsk, with 50 French HPD Mod F2 mines. Now, this is an anti-tank, anti-bottom mine with a magnetic target sensor designed to destroy armored vehicles with a cumulative jet, Monroe effect, shape charge, when the vehicle passes over the mine. It's installed on the ground or in the ground and in water and so forth and so on. But these mines are banned, but France said, hey, we can't use them. We'll give them to Ukraine. And Ukraine said, yeah, we'll use them. You know, we'll take anything we get. Because, frankly, Ukraine is now bankrupt. They have spent all their money on this war. They are now dependent on the constant flow of money coming from your wallet, without which they would collapse. So Ukraine has lost its economic independence. They are now vassal states, a vassal state of the West. They have run out of money. And, but I'm sure the attitude in Washington, D.C. is, oh, there's more money out there in the U.S. somewhere. You know, we'll just give the IRS guns and they'll go find it for us so we can keep playing empire for real here. Meanwhile, getting on back to that nuclear plant here, Zelensky is out there shouting that a catastrophe at the nuclear plant would threaten the whole of Europe, and saying that all Russian troops must be immediately withdrawn from the plant. And so they're firing the artillery shells at the nuclear waste storage facility and the cooling tower. So Zelensky is using that power plant and the threat of a Chernobyl repeat to blackmail the West into continuing to come to his aid. It's a lost cause. You know, sane leadership would say, you know, we lost this one, and let's cut our losses and get on out of there. Of course, going into the midterm elections, Biden doesn't want to lose two in a row, Afghanistan and Ukraine, but that could lead to disaster. Iran has been moving closer to Russia. They're strengthening economic ties, military ties. They're selling more and more of their oil and petroleum to Russia, which Russia doesn't really need because they have a domestic oil industry there. But the whole upshot of this is that as Iran becomes more friendly with Russia, they are less and less likely to go back to the table regarding the P5+1 nuclear deal. And, of course, that suits Israel just fine. Israel does not want the nuclear deal. They want Iran to be bombed. They don't want to do it themselves, of course. They don't want to spend the money. They don't want to risk their children. They want us to do it for them. So that's what's going on over there. Now, as a matter of fact, this story came on out of Aleppo News. An Israeli lobbyist has hinted that a new Pearl Harbor may be needed to get the U.S. into war with Iran. Now, if you've been following my website and my radio show for a while, you will be aware that Pearl Harbor was a monstrous deception. That it was not a surprise attack, that Franklin Roosevelt goaded the Japanese repeatedly for an entire year before the attack on Pearl Harbor to basically get them to carry out that attack. They were following an 8-step plan drafted by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum. drew up the plan. They carried out all 8 steps. Japan attacked. Oh, my goodness, a day that will live in infamy. So when somebody talks about a new Pearl Harbor, what they're really talking about is we need to fake something. We need to fake being attacked or trick somebody into attacking us so that we can get the war that we want. Okay? So last Friday, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy had a luncheon. The topic was how to build U.S.-Israeli coordination on preventing an Iranian nuclear breakout. Now, of course, this is in context of Israel's claims that Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon, which they have been claiming for the last 30-plus years, and it hasn't happened yet. So the director of research at the pro-Israel think tank the Washington Institute of Near East Policy hinted that a Pearl Harbor type attack might be necessary to get the United States to go to war against the Islamic Republic. Now, Israel has tried these before. Okay, there was the attack on the USS Liberty, which was intended to trick the United States into war against Egypt. There was the attack on the USS Cole, which is now thought to have been Israel's attempt to trick the United States into war on some other Middle Eastern nation. The psychologists call this "let's you and him fight." Okay, and again, there's a long history of it, this kind of a stuff. Now, over at a Russian arms fair, there was a new system being displayed. That's what the arms fairs are for. You get to see the new toys, okay? And one of the companies demonstrated a new creation. It's a Boston Dynamics-style dog robot mounted with an RPG launcher. And there was a video. It was on YouTube. We linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. And, you know, the robot itself is covered in black cloth. You can recognize the shape there, but I think the cloth may be radar suppressive or designed to basically prevent hard, rigid lines from showing up in the night vision devices. And it does move very much like the Boston Dynamics dog. And I can imagine the IRS wanting some of these to go along with all the other toys that they are being given here. The United States has carried out a nighttime test launch of a Minuteman III ballistic missile. And they're out there saying, you know, it proves they work. It proves we can do what they're doing. Now, these tests are meant as messages to other countries. The same thing when they test a new system that's already been deployed. It's to send a message and a warning. So that's what's going on here. And so they're out there. Now, the Minuteman III, the name III, is because it carries 3 nuclear warheads, and it can reach the Soviet Union. All right, there is a new study that is out there. This is from Rutgers University, and they wargamed out 6 possible nuclear conflict scenarios involving the United States, Russia, and China, and said that if the world goes to a nuclear world war, 5 billion people will die, most of them by starvation. And, of course, the climate green people are out there saying, yes, we're going to get rid of all those terrible people. Okay. Yeah, it's that serious out here. Let's talk about the economic news here for a little bit. Now, as you're already aware, the Inflation Reduction Act passed Congress last week. Biden is expected to sign it if he hasn't already. He may be, down in his basement, you know, with Jill dealing with COVID here. But it does seem to be a done deal, at least until the Republicans take over Congress again. But now that the act has passed, and remember, it is called the Inflation Reduction Act. CBS finally got around to admitting that, yeah, it's not actually going to reduce inflation. In fact, it's probably going to go the other way. Now, let's be honest. Forget what the bill is called. What it really is a tax increase. and hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on green energy that also includes some price controls for some prescription drugs. There are no provisions relating to monetary policy or interest rates, which is why it's going to do nothing about inflation. And then, of course, there's also the militarization of the Internal Revenue Service. People are definitely not happy with this. And as I said yesterday, this is why election fraud is such an urgent crisis. Because as long as one party is able to control the elections and rig them, they can do whatever they want. And when you complain, they'll say, you voted for this. Yes, we're raising your taxes. We're giving the IRS guns. But you, in 2020, you voted for this president. So just sit down and shut up and get out your wallet. Alrighty, another story. This is from Zero Hedge. The Congressional Budget Office is out there basically undermining the claim that all of these new Internal Revenue Service agents were going to go after those billionaires and the rich people. The Congressional Budget Office is saying that actually it's going to cause more audits for the working class, and the middle class can expect an additional $20 billion in new taxes. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, bend over and spread them, because the Democrats just did it to you. Meanwhile, a kind of a telling situation here. I mean, the stock market closed pretty decently today. Dow was 239 up. But foreigners are selling a record amount of U.S. stocks. They've been doing it over the last year. China has dumped more treasuries in June. And so foreign investors are pulling out of our economy. And you have to wonder, what do they know that we do not know? Okay, another poll has come on out. It's being reported in Conservative American Today. And it's basically showing that most Americans are convinced inflation will continue to get worse under Joe Biden. And yes, it will. It already is. The housing market is in trouble. The bottom has kind of fallen out of the market. Housing starts just plummeted in July. And so, yeah, it's a problem. You know, that's the American dream right there. We're going to start seeing housing values go below the amount of money owed on their mortgages. It's called being underwater. And all, you know, a crowd of underwater mortgages is what triggered the meltdown in 2008. So keep your eyes on what's going on there. Alrighty. U.S. cotton prices are up. And, you know, the cotton boomed in 2010, 2011. Apparently the U.S. Department of Agriculture has come on out predicting that cotton is going to be, there's going to be a shortage of cotton because of the drought that we are all supposedly dealing with. And so cotton prices are headed up again, and Wall Street is out there going long on cotton. And we'll see what happens with that. Now, we were talking about how Ukraine had opened up several of its ports for ships to come on in and load up on grain to take to the rest of the world to help alleviate the coming food shortages. But the fact is that despite the unblocked ports, only about half the volume of grain is going out compared to before the 2014 coup d'etat. And yeah, it's still going to be tight out there. And there's a food shortage coming. There's no question. They wouldn't be pushing insects at us. They wouldn't be talking about, well, cannibalism isn't so bad, unless their projections were showing a major problem here. Over in Europe, their nuclear and hydropower industries are faltering, supposedly again because of the droughts. And, you know, it may not continue because the Farmers' Almanac is predicting an extreme winter forecast for this coming winter. And I'm sorry to say, Indiana is right in the middle of the area they say is going to be the worst hit. So we're just going to have to hunker down. And meanwhile, over in Las Vegas, they had a monsoon rainfall. Las Vegas was flooded out. Now, what does this tell us? Is nature angry with the gambling and the prostitution? Well, that's one way to look at it. No, what it tells us is there is water out there. The problem is that the infrastructure to get the water from where it is to where it is needed has been neglected and allowed to decay. Big secret, the western part of the United States is desert country for the most part. Always has been. Okay, the conversion of the western United States into agricultural land was created artificially with a massive water distribution system that today only delivers about one-third of the water it was originally designed to carry, because it's leaking out of cracks in the aqueducts and the pipes, and we're losing vast amounts of water into places where it really doesn't do any good, because our government decided we don't need to fix all of that. We've got wars to fight. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're going to talk about immigration a little bit. Got a couple of items on here. The former chief of the Border Patrol has come on out responding to Eric Adams, who came on out complaining about how Texas Governor Greg Abbott was sending busloads of undocumented immigrants. I'm sorry, that's illegal immigrants. I hate the word undocumented. They're illegal. They're criminals. Criminal immigrants from Texas to New York. And you know, Eric Adams is out there saying, you know, we're going to send activists to Texas in response and just complaining about it. And so this former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol came on out basically saying, get real. You know, you're whining over a couple of busloads of people. And down at the border, they're dealing with millions. Okay? Stop being such a whiner, which would actually be a really good thing to keep around when you're dealing with liberals, because that's all they do. They whine, you know. They're not interested in finding solutions. They just want to scream at you to find a solution is what's going on. All right, let's take a look at immigration laws around the world. If you cross the North Korean border without permission, you will get 12 years of hard labor. If you cross the border into Iran without permission, you will get locked up pretty much permanently. If you cross into Afghanistan without permission, you will get shot, especially after, you know, they know you're an American. If you go into Saudi Arabia without permission, you will be thrown in jail. If you walk into China without permission, you may never be heard from again. If you cross the Venezuelan border without permission, you'll be branded a spy and treated as such. If you go into Cuba without permission, you'll be thrown into a political prison. Now, what happens if you cross the border into the United States without permission? What do you get? You get a job. You get a driver's license. You get a Social Security card. You get welfare, food stamps, credit cards, subsidized rent, or a loan to buy a house. I can't even get that. Free education, free health care, a lobbyist in Washington. Billions of dollars worth of public documents printed in your language. I speak English, by the way. The right to carry your country's flag while you protest that you're not getting enough respect here in the United States. And more cases, you're actually allowed to vote. Little bit of a disconnect there, I think. You know, it just feels kind of weird. What can I tell you? And, of course, the other problem with the border is that the drug lords are now in control, okay? And much of northern Mexico right now is on lockdown because the cartels have just taken over the streets and the border. And one of the problems that we're dealing with here in the United States is that this crowd, this throng, this battalion of illegal criminal immigrants coming across the border are carrying dangerous drugs with them that are getting into our population and causing all kinds of death and suffering. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone line, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.